Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Mem. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel, Amud Beis, on the 11th line, Ma'aseh She'asu Anshei Tiberia Chulei. Ma'aseh She'asu Anshei Tiberia Chulei. So the Mishnah said there was an episode in which the people of Tiberia made the cold water pipe go into the hearts. For Shona Hayu Seifman, Es Shusei Nekovim, Me'er Shabbos Nechnasim, Reichsim, Reichsim Shabbos. Initially, they would plug up the holes through which heat from the fire entered the bathhouse from before Shabbos, and they entered and bathed on Shabbos. It was suspected of filling the place of the fire with wood from before Shabbos and opening the holes, and it would burn on Shabbos. So the Rabbanon forbade them bathing and permitted them a steam bath. It was suspected to enter and bathe and say, we are taking a steam bath. So Rabbanon forbade them bathing and a steam bath. There were two baths there, one of sweet water means heated through fire, and one of salt water, which is the Chamin Tiberia, which is naturally hot spring water. It was suspected to remove the boards covering the first, bathe in the sweet water, and then say we bathe in the salt water. So Chazal forbade to them everything. Once people observed the fences that Rabbanon made, Rabbanon permitted to them more and more, and so they permitted to them cave water and Chamei Tiberia water, but they did not permit bringing towels with which they dried themselves after bathing. Who is it permitted bringing towels? It was Rechanina ben Akiva. The Tani Gimel Dram Hitir Rechanina ben Akiva, Hitir Atsa, you should say, Vehitir Kasotsa, Shebayam, Vehitir Havas Lentios. The Baisa says that Rechanina ben Akiva permitted three things. He permitted hatmana in chaff of legumes and didn't consider it to be machshir, even though they collected it early when it was still wet with dew, and a balcony over the sea to make a hole in it and draw water through it, and bringing towels. Vantaninan, Areichet, Mara, Abimei Tiberia, Mestabik, Afila be'ethel luntios, Vareavim be'yade. The Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah. One who bathes in a cave or in Chamei Tiberia, he may dry himself even with 10 towels, but he may not bring them home in his hand. Shmuel Amar, Ma Yavid Hadin Savur de la Yalif Vole Shimish. Hadar Masnisa Kodem Ad Shalei Tiru Havas Lentios. Shmuel answered that, what will this Talmud, I mean, who asked this question, do? He didn't learn Gemara or so Chachamim. This Mishnah was before they permitted bringing towels. Rabbi Yimya, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem Shmuel, Rebbe Hitir Luntios. Rabbi Yimya and Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that Rebbe permitted bringing towels. Initially he thought that it was forbidden, and later he found that an individual forbids only, and therefore he permitted it. Tani ein mishtatchen lebechamim lebetzoinen. The Bible says one may not shower in hot water or in cold water. Amar Yehuda Barpazi, Veda Masnisen Kodim Ad Shulei Tiru Chachamim Chamei Tiberia. Yehuda Barpazi said that this price was before the Chacham permitted Chamei Tiberia. The Tani Arichet from Chamei Tiberia, Umezalef Alatznoi, Alachem Li Zolfu Loi. The Bible says that one who bathes in Chamei Tiberia, he may pour water on himself, but others may not pour for him. Shimon ben Manasseh says that even he may not pour on himself because this increases the heat and wets the ground. Rachab Yitzhak went to bathe with Abba Mamal in the hot spring of Batchim Bar Yitzis, and he saw a man pouring on water on himself. Ra'acha said to the man, this is forbidden on Shabbos because it increases the heat and wets the ground, which is like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Yabo instructed others to pour on themselves, and some would fall on him. Rabbi Levanti al Mishri in Rabbi Yoina, Chama, Chad Bar Nash, Mazlif Agamei, Amalei, Leis Anan Srichim, Hashoshen, Lichidoi. To prevent suspicion, he told them that once Rabbi Levanti bathed with Rabbi Yoina, and he saw a man pouring on himself, but would not let others pour on him. He said to him, we need not be concerned for the opinion of an individual. The first Tana the Baisa, that is, Melachas, even others may pour on him. Yitzchak Ruba al Mishe im Rebbe Amalei Mau miten Sluchisa Goy Agalta Amalei, which is a Tana Goy Nadla Hinafis Kikli Sheni. Yitzchak Ruba bathed with Rebbe. He said, may I put a flask of oil to warm it before anointing with it in the tub of hot water? Rebbe told him, you take water from the tub into a kli, and it will become a kli sheni, and then you can put the flask in it. Yaakov Ba'idi, quoting Rav Shur ben Levi, said that one may ask laws of a bathhouse in a bathhouse, and laws of a bathroom in a bathroom. Ba'da, Rav Shur ben Lazar, al mischi in Rav Meir, amalei ma'o lekanech, amalei asa, ma'o ladiech, amalei asa. As we bring support from that, that Rav Shur ben Lazar bathed with Rav Meir, he said to him, may one clean himself from the water with a cloth? And he answered him, it's forbidden if one squeeze. He asked, may one wash the floor? And he answered him, it's forbidden if one even out cavities in the earth. And the Gemara asked that Shmuel asked Rav, may one answer Amen in a filthy place? And he said, it's forbidden. And this that I told you that it's forbidden to say in such a place. Ashkach Tanai Tani Ein Cholim Hamerchatz Berchas Akisei Rabeis Akisei. The answer is we find that Tanaim disagree about this. There's a Baisa that teaches that one may not ask laws of a bathhouse in a bathhouse or laws of a bathroom in a bathroom. Im B'yomtev Kechamet Shechem B'yomtev V'chulei. The Mishnah said that if it was on Yomtev, it's like water heated on Yomtev. Chamet Shechem B'yomtev V'chein Chamet Shechem B'erev Shabbos L'Shabbos Rav V'shmul. If water was heated on Yom Tov or was heated from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, Rav and Shmuel disagreed. Chad amar melchitz bahem panav yad baraglov, v'an amar melchitz bahem kol gufoi evayim evayim v'lo yadin man amadar man amadar. One of them said that one may wash with it his face, his hands, and his feet. The other said that one may wash with it his entire body, limb by limb, but not all at once. We don't know who said this and who said that. Imadatani Shmuel melchitz bahem panav yad baraglov. Since Shmuel taught that one may wash with it his face, his hands, and his feet, Rav said that one may wash with it his entire body, limb by limb. Had Philosophius Charles the Bakapar, Abelat Charles the Levi, Vasisi should say, Mutter Lishtois for Asa de Chutz. There was a philosopher who asked Bakapar and Abelat asked Levi Vasisi, one may heat water on Yom Tov to drink it, but one may not bathe in such water. It is permitted to drink and forbidden to bathe. Amalei, im tira soris mechabek im ishtecha shema einei ru'alach. Amalei in. Akavar said, if you see a eunuch hugging a wife, would it upset you? And he said, yes. Amalei, umakir should say, hu lo klum. Amalei, shulai tisparitz. Amalei, v'acha shulai yisparitzu. Akavar said, can a eunuch now have relations with her? And he said, no, but she shouldn't get used to lewdness. Bakapar said, well, here, Chacham forbade lest people get used to heating water, and they'll come to do so without a need. Kim Sheyotza, Omu Loi Tamidav, Rebbe Lezer, Dechisa Bekane, Lanu Ma'ad Meshev. After the philosopher left, Bakapar's Tamidim said, you dispelled him with a futile answer, what will you answer us? Amalehem Alei Kvar Ne'emar, Acha Sheyecha Lecho Nefesh, Hu Levado Yaseh Lochem. Bakapar said, it's because the Pasuk says in Shmoyis Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin, that what is eaten by any soul that alone may be performed for you. And most people wash the face, hands, and feet every day, but not the entire body.